Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today, talking with Phil Tsang about the Japanese market for U.S. beef. Back with Phil after this.
This is the sound of bovine respiratory disease. It's not pretty. Bacteria are multiplying in the lungs, making every breath a struggle. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD treatment. It's time for a rapid response with new prescription Zactran. Zactran has proven results. In studies, Zactran-treated cattle showed a rapid improvement in BRD clinical signs within 24 hours and stayed healthy for the 10-day study. Now your cattle can breathe easier, and so can you. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for BRD treatment and control. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only. Do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Drovers or call 888-MARY-L1 for full prescribing information.
Back before the cow that stole Christmas in December 2003, that case of BSE up in Washington State, that resulted in the Japanese market closing to U.S. beef. They were our top beef export customer. Gradually, they've been coming back, but unfortunately, it's been on a limited amount of U.S. beef that can actually enter that market. Animals of 20 months of age or younger. Those are the only animals that we can sell beef from. We've talked with Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation about this situation, if there's any hope of making progress with the Japanese on this issue.
Japan, obviously, they've had a tremendous amount of turmoil, had a lot of political turmoil over the last several years, and that I know that has slowed us down in our ability to engage them on this 20-month versus 30-month issue. Any hope of getting some relief there?
Well, I'll tell you, I was just in Japan. I was in China and Taiwan just a couple of weeks ago. And I met with Japanese officials, and it's my impression, and it's very clear that the Japanese are willing to engage the United States as far as these beef negotiations. They're in a very peculiar set of circumstances right now with all the issues that have confronted them. And so, really, I think one of the things that we have to really work on, and I was in Washington just a week and a half ago, is that we have to really work to get our government to reengage on these issues. We met with China, for example, in January. And we have not gotten back with the Chinese. This is almost August, and we haven't gotten back to the Chinese since January. And so it's the same situation with Japan. It was January on the same trip. So what we need to do is convey this strong sense of urgency, because right now, you know, with these markets growing like they're growing, you know, we're missing out on this huge opportunity where we estimate not having full access to Japan and China is leaving about $1 billion on the table a year to the meat industry, to the beef industry. So this is unconscionable that this can go on year after year.
So government to government is really essential right now.
That's right. Our government has to engage and has to meet with these people, both China and Japan especially, and Hong Kong. And, you know, once we can do this, the Chinese will say, for example, that their market is already open. The U.S. position has been it has to be all cattle, all ages. And, of course, when the United States opened up to Canada, it was 30 months boneless, then bone-in, and then, of course, it was in a staged process. That's what the Chinese want to do. That's what the Japanese want to do. And so I think if we would do this, we'll get to our destination faster if we do it in steps than trying to throw the long ball and get it in one shot.
Bottom line, according to Phil Tsang, time for our government to step up and get those negotiations done. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make plans now to attend the 14th annual Pollard Sale, Sunday, August 28th at the Ranch, Waucomas, Oklahoma. 122 heads will sell as 92 Angus lots, including donor dams, heifer calf pregnancies, spring ET heifer calf prospects, fall ET yearling heifers, spring bred heifers, spring pairs, and fall bred cows and heifers. Check out the sales catalog online at nationalcattle.com/salescatalogs or call 580-758-3818 for more information.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.